You know, spring means so many things to so many people. It could mean cleaning, flowers in bloom, and even the start of spring training baseball. Those are just a few of the things that come to mind. Now, if you're a traveler, the Polk County Clerk of Courts has an event that you need to know about. All the details are coming up on Polk Place. Welcome to Polk Place. I'm your host, Brian Lacey, and joining me in studio, this is the first time I've ever hosted one with you as a guest.
Oh my goodness.
The Clerk of the Courts, Stacey Butterfield. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Brian.
So many things you guys have going on over there. Talk to me a little bit about what it is that the Clerk of Courts does.
Okay. Actually, I always use an analogy that I wear three hats, Brian, and we have three distinct responsibilities in the clerk's office, all under one person, the clerk and comptroller. Clerk of the circuit court and comptroller for the county. I have the clerk of the circuit court function where I interact with the citizens with their court activities. I coordinate the juries for all of the courts. Anything that goes before the courts, people file cases, they file it through the clerk's office. We keep up with the case from the beginning to the end. If you have any fines or fees that are owed as a result of court activities, you pay those to the clerk's office. Maybe if you have a speeding ticket, you pay those to
Never.
The clerk's office.
Yeah. Were you looking at my record before you came over here?
Those were
high-speed driving awards.
So I'll let you explain that to the judge, all right? But we handle all those types of activities. We handle petitions for injunctions for protection for people. And then a variety of other activities for court activities. We keep the evidence. We handle probate, guardianships, all those types of things. We also are the county recorder. That is where we keep all the official documents for the county, your mortgages, your deeds, your liens, your marriage license, your passports. All those records are maintained by the clerk's office. And then the third hat is I am the comptroller. So I am the chief financial officer for the county, and I'm responsible for all the county's accounting and reporting of all their financial activities, kind of in a nutshell.
Now, if you've never had jury duty, or if you've had jury duty, one of the things that you should know, Clerk Butterfield comes in, it's usually Monday morning, first thing, and the cool thing about it is she talks to you about a little bit about your experience and thanks you for the civic duty you're about to perform, whether you get picked for a jury or not. And that's an important thing because I've lived in a lot of places and this is the first time that I've ever seen an elected official come in and thank the folks for taking time out of their schedule to do what's probably one of the most important things of being a United States citizen.
Yeah, and I appreciate you mentioning that because, you know, jury duty, you get a summons 5 or 6 weeks in advance. And, you know, the summons says you must appear, all right? However, we know that for people, you mentioned it's an inconvenience, you have to change everything that you do, but it is the absolute cornerstone of our system of justice. Our system of justice allows every single person that comes before that court to have an opportunity to have a jury of their peers, people just like you and me. And so those individuals are there and are summoned to come to see if they're willing to participate. And it is, in my opinion, our system is second to none because in other countries, many other countries, they're not afforded that opportunity that we have. And so our constitution and system has been in place for a long time, and those jurors are absolutely the cornerstone to making it a great system. And it's not just one person, it's a group of peers that is making that important decision. So I feel like it's important for me to be there to explain to the potential jurors their role. And hopefully, and I tell them, hopefully, once they get past the, I've got to be here all day, we'll find that it's actually an interesting experience and can be very rewarding.
You know, Stacey, you talk a lot about the things that you do for the residents of the county, but, you know, behind every good elected official is an incredible staff, and your staff is an award-winning staff. Talk about the work that they do, the awards that they've won, and what the residents of Polk County should know about your staff.
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. I could not do this without the fabulous staff that we have. We have about 330 staff members in the clerk's office, spread, you know, throughout the locations. And each one of those staff are absolutely dedicated to providing excellent service. And so we have a number of awards. I know we have received the award that is excellence for reporting and financial reporting related to our comptroller responsibilities, and our award for producing an annual citizens report, which is like a condensed version that says where does the money come from and where does it go. In addition, we've been awarded one of the best places to work award by Polk Works in Polk County for a number of years, just to name a few. We also have an accredited staff in our Inspector General's department. That's an accreditation from the Florida Commission on Law Enforcement, and those individuals are held to the highest standards in performing our investigations and audits. So we, I'm very fortunate. It does take an army, so to speak, and we have an excellent army.
One of the things that you mentioned that you guys do is passports. And when I got mine recently, I was in the military to begin with and had it for a long time, kept it up to date, and then kind of forgot about it. And I needed a new one. And in the military, it's just, you know, hey, I need this. And you go down and it's taken care of. And it's, but now I had a new experience and I dealt directly with you guys. And that was a very cool experience. And you guys have got a day coming up that if you need a new passport, this is the way to go. You've designated a day. Let's talk a little bit about Passport Day.
Yes. Okay. So you can come to the clerk's office any day of the week, Monday through Friday, you know, normal business hours, and apply for a passport at our Lakeland, Northeast Branch, Bartow Branch. However, a lot of people can't take the time out of their schedule or to try to come down at lunch when everyone else comes down at lunch. And so each year since I've been clerk, we have set aside a Saturday in the spring, which is ahead of the busy summer travel time, to have our two branches in Lakeland and in Northeast open for passport applications that day. So on March the 4th, we are going to be open at, like I said, Lakeland and Northeast from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for passport applications. That's the only thing we'll be doing that day. So it's dedicated just for those people that need to get in and out and have a application for passport processed.
Now everybody knows where the Bartow facility is. That's if you're coming to the courthouse, you know where that is, right across from the Sheriff's Office and, of course, Polk County Board of County Commissioners. The Northeast facility, where is that located?
The Northeast facility, now we call it Northeast. I still call it Winter Haven because for me it's the Winter Haven area, but it's located at 3525 Lake Alfred Road in Winter Haven. And for those longtime residents of Polk County, that is the really, really old State Farm building out there, almost when you get to Lake Alfred as you're going out of
is
Winter Haven.
Is that what they call the Gil Jones?
The Gil Jones, yes.
Okay.
It's the Gil Jones Center.
Okay.
So that's where our office is located in Northeast. That's our Northeast branch. And then, of course, the Lakeland branch is there near Memorial. The actual address is 930 East Parker Street. There, I call it the old Searstown mm-hmm. building. That is the location of the Lakeland branch, both 9 to 1 on that Saturday.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about what the folks should bring, the important documents, and how they're going to pay for it, and everything that they should have. And, of course, of course, cover no reservations, all the rest of that a little bit later. But let's talk important documents and how to pay.
Right. So you need to have with you some sort of proof of citizenship. All right. That can be a certified copy of your birth certificate, a certificate of naturalization, or an expired passport. Any of those would show proof of citizenship. You also need some sort of identification. The easiest one is a driver's license. So you can use a U.S. passport, a military ID, or a state-issued ID card for those people that don't have an actual driver's license. Any of those would count for identification. We would suggest that you make a copy of those because we have to attach them to the application and mail it off to the Department of State. If we have to make a copy for you, we have to charge is 15 cent per page. So I suggest people go ahead and bring it, bring the original, and then go ahead and bring us a copy. All right. In addition, you need to bring really two sets of payments, because we have a fee that's set in statute for processing it, and that's $25. And that needs to be cash, or we can use a credit card. And then you need to bring a check that you will fill out at our office to attach to the application that will be mailed to the Department of State. So make sure you bring at least one check, and then you need cash or credit card to pay our $25 fee.
Now, within that process of sending it off to the State Department, you have various times of turnaround.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes. The normal process, we call it just, it's normal processing, which the time is generally around 6 weeks. The fee for that, depending on whether it's an adult or a child, that's a different fee. An adult is $110, and I think a child is around $80. But if you need it expedited, if your travel's coming up a little sooner and you're thinking, oh, I'm not sure, there is an expedited process, and it's an additional $60.
You mean to tell me people put things off until the last minute?
No, never.
Yeah. We're all mature, responsible adults.
You know, but, you know, life gets in the way sometimes, and we go, oh, my goodness, I forgot. So there is an expedited process.
Now, say you have a minor that needs a passport. How do we deal with that? What's the easiest way?
Right. So let me back up just a minute and make sure every person applying for the passport, whether it's a minor or an adult, must appear in person. You have to be in front of us. And as a matter of fact, if you happen to be filling out the application ahead of time, do not sign it. You have to sign it in front of us. That's number one. Children, minors. Minors have to appear in person, and the parents have to be present. Both parents have to be present to obtain an application and sign it for a minor child. So both of those are very important. And if you have any questions about the minor, I know sometimes we get parents to say, well, we're divorced or some other arrangement, and they can talk to our office. Call the 534-4000 ahead of time and go over the ways that we can help them overcome the issue if needed.
And one thing that we were talking about within the pre-interview is when paying, whether it be for any kind of ticket that you have to, or say your passport with a credit card, there's always a service charge on that. And folks always ask, well, you know, why am I getting this service charge? Explain to the folks at home basically what happens and how we're governed by that.
Okay, so for example, on passports, when you're paying the clerk fee, which has got to be cash or credit card, or if you come to my office to pay a traffic ticket and you want to use a credit card, there is, in addition to the $25 or the ticket that's $169, if you use your credit card, then there's an additional fee, and it's called a service charge that the credit card processor charges our office. And because we are a governmental entity, we don't set the price, so we can't change the price of our service. That's set in statute, so we have to charge the fee that the credit card processor to the customer. So it's, you know, 1 or 2 or 3%, whatever it is. Unlike, we're different than your restaurant you go to.
Exactly.
You use your credit card there, you don't get an extra charge. But at the same time, they've calculated the cost of doing business and have included it in the price of your menu item. And so they can adjust those. So that's the difference with governmental entities and the surcharge for credit cards.
All right. Well, as usual, no matter what the event that you do over there, always serving the community, you and your staff should be commended for all the fine things you do in the county.
Well, thank you. We look forward to this. It's we had, you know, 115 customers over the last couple of years each time we did the Passport Day. So we even had a customer that came from out of county, and I said, wow. And I said, we can't get there during the week, and the surrounding county didn't offer a weekend option. So they came over from, I don't know which county it was, but they said, yeah, we saw it on some advertisement. So thank you for helping us spread the word.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. And as usual, always welcome on Polk Place.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. The Polk County Clerk of the Courts invites you to their Spring Passport Day, scheduled for Saturday, March 4th from 9 a.m. to noon. The clerk has two locations participating. They're Lakeland and Northeast branches. Now, there are various costs and fees along with routine and rushed processing times. This is a walk-in customers only. No appointments and no phone calls will be taken at this time. All applicants must appear in person. If you need more information on the event, give the clerk's office a call, 863-534-4000, or look them up on the web at polkcountyclerk.net/passports.